This is LiveWell Talk on Nitrous Oxide During Labor. I'm Dr. Dustin Arnold, Chief Medical Officer at Unity Point Health, St. Luke's Hospital. Of recent, St. Luke's began offering nitrous oxide as a relaxation medication for moms in labor. Return the podcast to share more about this therapy is Rachel Peterson, labor and delivery nurse and obstetrical outreach coordinator at St. Luke's Birth Care Center. Rachel, welcome back.
Thank you.
Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Nitrous oxide. Why don't you start off by telling us what it is?
So it's just a mixture of gases. It's colorless, odorless. It's nitrous and oxygen mixed. We do a 50-50 mixture where they use it in lots of dental procedures because it's just really easy to administer. But it's a kind of an analgesic, but it's also kind of decreases anxiety for people. And so we like to use it maybe early in labor, very early on, or with procedures and things like that. And it just helps people perceive the pain differently. So it doesn't take away the pain, but it actually just kind of creates this euphoria feeling, and they're able to tolerate maybe some procedures and also the early labor pains that, you know, are bothersome to some people. And so it's just a nice option to have.
Yeah. So are more people laughing?
No, I don't think more people are laughing. No, it just causes kind of a calming, sort of a calming relaxation sort of feeling for them so that they can maybe manage that pain a little bit better for a little bit longer until they're able to get their epidurals.
Okay. So, well, I had to ask that. is it safe for the staff to be around?
I mean,
obviously it's in dental practices.
Right. You know? So the machines that we use, they have a lot of safety mechanisms in them, and they're set up by Biomed, and the gauges are set. So it's a 50-50 blend. We hook them into our walls, our oxygen and our suction or our vacuum system. And then the mask actually has a valve where it can only be administered on inhalation. So we teach the patients how to use the mask. They put it on tight seal, they breathe in, and it gives them the medicine. But if they don't breathe in, then it stops it because it has a special valve in it. And then when they exhale, they have to leave the mask on, and then it's hooked up to a kind of a scavenger unit, and it takes it out to the outside through our hospital ventilation or our hospital vacuum system. So very little is, you know, would be released. Now, if somebody was using it not correctly and talking a lot, so we don't want them to talk a lot and have conversations with them while they're using it, because then they're going to get more parts into the atmosphere, you know, around the healthcare provider. But
does it make people nauseous, or is there any side effects that you've
noticed? So I think those are side effects. They're nausea, vomiting, dizziness, maybe lightheadedness, that sort of thing. But that's usually only if it's long-term use. So we usually use it, I would say, like 30 to 45 minutes. So those get worse. The side effects get worse if they use it greater than 45 minutes. It can be used on and off throughout the day. They don't have to continually use it. They can pick and choose when they use it. It's patient administered. You know, they have to be able to hold the mask. So lots of instruction for like family members, please don't help your patients who are, you know, your family members who are using this. This is for them to control. And so I think the side effects are pretty minimal.
And it can be used with like epidurals and all the other stuff that we do.
Absolutely. It can be used in combination. We always have to be present. The nurse always has to be present at the bedside when they're using it. And so they could even, like, if they wanted to whirlpool and that was an option for them, then they could even use it while they were whirlpooling to help relax them even more while they're getting an epidural. If they were so like anxious, hard to sit still, that kind of thing, we could even use it then. We can use it with, we can't use it really with narcotics. So if you decide you're going to get IV pain meds for your labor pain, then we don't use it in combination. We would use it first and then maybe go on to the IV pain meds. The other option for that is to wait an hour after you've been given.
That was my next question. So what's the washout, an hour?
It's like the half-life is like 3 to 5 minutes. And they said the material, the resources that we have say that, like, if you administer oxygen even for 3 to 5 minutes after you've had the nitrous running, that it would be almost completely out of your system. So it's not metabolized in our body. It's just inhalation, absorbed in the lungs, and when you exhale it, it comes out. So it's not like it's a metabolized thing and has a really long half-life or anything like
and that. If I chose to have nitrous oxide, which I wouldn't because I'm a man, but let's say I was, could I still have a C-section if I needed it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so yep. It's not like it prevents you from having anything.
No, doesn't prevent you from having anything. You could use it even during the C-section so that you could relax. Like if you were really nervous about the C-section, we could actually administer it at the bedside while they were, you know, they usually do spinals or epidurals for C-sections. And so we can use it in combination with either one of those.
It almost sounds like easy to use ketamine.
Yeah.
In a way, just that dissociation that it causes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It just causes kind of this big euphoric feeling for a little while. It's got a fast onset, 30 to 60 seconds, which is almost even faster than fentanyl, which is our drug of choice right now for pain medicine. It's really fast. And you can kind of gauge it on your own. So if they feel like they need a little more, and a lot of times relaxation is huge for pain control. If we can get a patient to relax, the pain is usually a little bit better.
It's
obviously,
you know, biofeedback, etc. Can help break that pain cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the complicated thing about your job is you have two patients at once. You have a baby.
Always, yeah.
So no harm to the baby.
No harm to the baby.
Does it cross the placental barrier?
Does not.
Oh, wow.
No, because it's just inhaled and exhaled.
And you could still breastfeed with it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, all of those things. Yeah, it doesn't get into your system for that long in order, you know, like, so it's not metabolized. It wouldn't be metabolized in any of the breast milk or anything. So safe to use. I just think it's another option that we have. We have tons of options for people who don't want to like just go straight to an epidural. Maybe they want to be up and around and moving a little bit more. That helps labor progress a little bit better and faster. So it's just another sort of tool in our toolkit to help people manage pain. We've got things like aromatherapy, and we have the new guided imagery or virtual reality sort of goggles that people can,
oh, really?
They can wear those. We've got music that we can use. They can use the Whirlpool, and then of course our spinning babies and all of our labor balls, all of those things. And they can use the nitrous in combination with any of those as well. So it's just kind of a nice extra tool to have
for patients. Compliment. That sounds really cool. And correct me if I'm wrong, but we're the first hospital in town to use it, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure, you know, this is just really nice compliment. And I hadn't really thought about, there's probably other uses too in medicine, not just the dental office. You know,
when
you
think
about it. Now, we use nitrous oxide in the intensive care unit, different mixture, but this is phenomenal. Thanks, Rachel, thank you for joining me. This has been great information. Once again, this is Rachel Peterson, labor and delivery nurse and obstetrical outreach coordinator at St. Luke's Birth Care Center. For more information about birth care services at St. Luke's, visit unitepoint.org. Thank you for listening to Live Well Talk On. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. And if you want to spread the word, please give us a 5-star review and tell your family, friends, neighbors, strangers about our podcast. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, be well.